Hey, pleasure, Danny.
Another march for men, another fantastic effort going all around the country. I mean, Jeff, how do you keep going with these march for men? They're just absolutely fantastic achievements.
Well, you get a lot of inspirational characters, you know. And a lot of the groups who work with those are people who are living with prostate cancer or know somebody who's suffering from it, or in a couple of cases, really tragically, people who have terminal prostate cancer and they know their days are numbered. So they motivate you, you know, and we get a few friends and celebrities along, you know, Sean Banks, the Bernie manager's working with me now. And again, you chat the time of day away, you know, you talk about. Well, with Sean, I bought him Richard about football. You know, he's bought me about Burnley, and I bought him about Hartlepool. And it passes the time of day.
I can imagine. So, and like you said, they're at prostate cancer, Jeff. Looking at some of the stats, I mean, he's absolutely unbelievable. 1 in 8 will have it in their lifetime, Jeff. The stats, they really do show what a problem this is, Jeff.
I like the stat on Soccer Saturday, but I don't need stats. You're absolutely right. 1 man in 8 in the UK. Will get prostate cancer. If you're black, it's 1 in 4. And, you know, we'll take 10 hours to do this walk today or thereabouts. And in that time, 10 men will lose their lives in the UK from prostate cancer. I mean, it's a scary thought. But, you know, look, it's something we can do something about. And that's what we're trying to do, is just raise awareness. You know, if you're in a vulnerable group, and by that I mean, you know, over 40, and you've got a family history of it, and you're peeing too often at night, but, you know, you can't pee up against the wall, then, you know, it might be best just to get yourself checked out. There may be absolutely nothing. But the thing about prostate cancer, catch it early, and it is completely treatable. If you don't catch it early, then it's a killer.
Yeah, no, you are very, very right there, Jeff. And I suppose it's about encouraging men of a certain age to get themselves checked out as well.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. So, I mean, that's why we really targeted football clubs, you know, because predominantly football crowds are still male. So, you know, we want to get the message through there. I mean, left Burnley this morning, you know, Barry Kobe, the Burnley vice chairman, he's been a prostate cancer sufferer himself, and he set up prostate cancer screening days at Burnley, you know. So when 20,000 men arrive, he makes sure that there's only possible can get screened for prostate cancer. It's a brilliant idea. And that's the sort of initiative we want to see more of, because, you know, football grounds up and down the country, we want to see them full. You know, we don't want to see empty seats where people have, you know, lost their lives to prostate cancer.
No, it's very, very true. And Jeff, obviously walking from Burnley over to Huddersfield as well. Yes. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
That's a really good question. It's an absolutely stunning countryside where I am surrounded by fellow walkers and a lot of sheep at the moment. Now we're headed towards Hebden Bridge. I think we're a couple of miles from Hebden Bridge at the moment, so making good progress. And I tell you what, you know, this is not the normal route I would take when I'm getting anywhere in Yorkshire, this part of the country, and its scenery is unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah, no, you are very, very right there, Jeff, especially here in Yorkshire. We like to think we're good at a lot of things, but we don't half have some good scenery over this side of the Pennines. There's no doubt about that.
Jeff, yeah, brilliant.
And walking, of course, towards Huddersfield as well, Jeff, because, I mean, what a remarkable season it's been for them. I imagine you've seen some great beaming smiles from the Burnley lot staying in the Premier League over to towards Huddersfield, where, of course, getting into the Premier League this season.
I tell you what the two clubs have done is they've shown that the impossible dream of the Premiership is actually not an impossible dream. It's achievable, you know. If you've got a club that's well-run, well-managed, you know, with good support, then you know, anything can happen. And that's what's happened to both clubs. The Huddersfield story is, it's just remarkable. Look, I can remember them as a kid, you know, when they were a top division side. But I'll be honest, hand on heart, did I ever think they'd be back there? No, I did not. So what David Wagner and his team and the staff there achieved is phenomenal. And I think, you know, I mean, everybody is looking forward to seeing them in the Premier League next season.
Yeah, no, that is very, very true. As a Bradford City fan myself as well, Jeff, I see that you're walking over to Valley Parade tomorrow. A great sight to finish off a walk. I don't think there's any doubt about that, seeing Valley Parade there. But another big walk tomorrow from Barnsley to Bradford.
Absolutely, yeah. And two of my mates coming along on that one, which is nice. Help pass the time of day. Chris Kamara is going to be with us that day. Paul Jewell is going to be with us as well. Ronnie Moore, the old Sammy and Hartlepool bossy, coming along as well. So that'll be a lot of fun in many respects. But that'll last along the way. You know, when Cammy's involved, it's always fun.
I can imagine. I imagine some great company on that one, no doubt about that. And Jeff, while you're on, I have to ask, because on the final day of this season, I was watching Soccer Saturday, and I just after, obviously, the Hartlepool heartbreak, how did you manage to hold that together at the time? Because as a Bradford fan, seeing him getting, imagine being live on the television at that time, it must have been absolutely awful.
It was pretty difficult. It was talk about the highs and lows in a few minutes. It was the old emotional roller coaster. But at the end of the day, look, you know, it wasn't down to that day. It was down to what we'd done during the course of the season. And all you could do was say, you know, take your hat off to Newport, because their revival was just astonishing. You know, two teams go down every year. That was during this year, but I'm hopeful that we'll come straight back.
Well, that's very, very true. And if anyone wants to donate, make sure you get on to March for Men. Loads of activities going on across Yorkshire there as well. Absolutely fantastic achievement.